It's not too in there.
Yeah.
Right. I think it takes the hands, but I think maybe actually, yeah, I'd like to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think this would be great for add. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MB is.
But this is under, yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the.
Yes, course it is.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
The reference stands for lambda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what's different?
Is this.
Mm-hmm. I have citation emission lines. I think high citation should be in because it's just saying.
It's talking about species. Is that the reason that's coming from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you don't get that.
I mean, that's in the velocity.
ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
You're right.
We agreed for to keep Hubble?
No, yes, keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that's
be used as well.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, do you think that's part of the name? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know what
always,
it
yeah.
Yeah,
it was all.
Absorptionized systems
that.
Shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorptionized systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs until my column densities. Which is derived property.
Yeah, these
yeah.
Are species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
On the line alpha tau, we shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I think you're just items.
I win.
You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score there.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I labeled that one.
Okay.
And again.
That's a separate feature.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is, I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. Separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week? I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lines and one without, especially for the X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's there as well.
Yeah,
which it is. Oh, stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay.
Yeah.
G dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's alright then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here.
That's
fun.
Oh, there you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Absorption
five lime and half of forest.
Because Saint Lime has poor assistance again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the limit is you gain, yeah, which is totally.
Yeah.
Maybe a Vanquisto again.
Emission models definitely not.
Why associated?
No, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated.
What do you mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think.
Is it? What's it associated with absorption? Doesn't say it's associated with.
But it's a process though, isn't it? Is it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M two whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
Yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah,
so
I
right, okay,
that.
so that means yeah. Those are mechanisms, so they don't count. Yeah, I just missed it.
We should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
Well, I think
underlying features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. And it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, same for extend. If we've both been not marking it.
Yeah.
It might be there are instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah.
But
well, within the sentence that you're currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way. Then
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not only about resolution; it's about like coming up with a corrected version.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You've seen the other one, the quiz, right? The
yes.
Right.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Bee Field has been mapped. And
yeah.
absorption
is
should be mapped.
Yeah, fine.
I don't think able to fast is different from faster. Enable class is
yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have AVAR clusters.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access, that definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I'm
not agreeing.
Yeah, you kind of blow
yeah,
yourself
you're
off
right,
access.
You're right, that's the same emission confirmation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
XV VLX and radio VLX, I think, because VL within should be locked.
Yeah, I agree. So that's fine.
No.
No,
no
for
continue.
Continue.
No.
Luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate is a region.
That is so called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should.
Because
'Cause it's already.
If you talk about the board language, you're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just it's not very.
Yeah.
It's badly written.
It's so cool. Thank you for that, guys, 'cause we say not to mark things based solely on. So I just find only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Just galaxies.
And.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about star-based galaxies rather than star-based within a galaxy. But they are, yes, star-based galaxies, they are.
Yes, yeah.
And galaxies, galaxies.
Can you all continue on flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
It doesn't difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuing flux, but obviously.
Let's put that on the chair, in most of these cases we've put flux, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good feature. Ordinary.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was gonna take that, yeah.
Oh.
The lack of forward line polarization. Forward line polarization.
Is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
You can't.
You can't get just from a spectrum.
Light to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by.
Yeah.
Polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it on the only the on the broad line in it, I'm just thinking that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Polarization is property, yes, okay.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, don't know what was marked here.
Have you got the bottom of this page, or is it?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. I don't, so they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxy.
No, I said that weak line was, because the modifier should be included, which means it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are, this should be underlined, so it should be.
Okay, yeah.
Well, actually, sorry, I think the this cut up page continues to the next.
Oh, right, okay, so are we the same on the bottom?
Sorry. Yeah, characterized by unusually.
Right.
Okay, so the question is, oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Different to any weak line.
Oh, the line, that's fine.
Sorry.
Line comes out and should come out as well.
And should come.
Oh, yeah.
So there's line.
There's a line there.
But I think weak line should be it.
And an and.
Okay. In the same way as we have forward line, it'd be.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I think it's made that up. And gave it acronym.
Yeah.
That's not a star.
Yeah, no, that's a star.
Line, yeah.
You've got emission line galaxies, that's fine.
Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
Right again.
Oh, no, it's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas, I don't like, yeah.
Infrared galaxies, we can't have. Okay.
Weak emission feature.
Which we're including now.
Yeah, that's okay. Depth line and amplitude are the same, right, yeah, emission feature.
Mm-hmm.
Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway, I think.
Yes, that should be.
Protogalactic front.
No, it's not a source type.
That's not a source type.
What were you thinking? It's a lump, something, emission feature again.
Yeah. You get absorption.
Then. That should be, because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it probably causes difficulty, small angular size, it's a physical thing.
That's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a process, source.
Yeah. Features.
Yeah.
Feature, yeah, it's.
feature.
Yeah, okay.
It's a feature, special feature.
Don't plan out for that again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's just the same.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
X-ray the LVAX.
Okay.
Intermediate types.
Yeah, I could, we put in certain contagion type.
Did we get it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right, you did, you got it then. That doesn't go in.
That's complicated.
Right, oh, it's
It's like that, like systems.
And you don't like that one? And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then, wasn't there one just a minute ago which had a line?
Yes, we are taking that line on its own.
Right.
So, yes.
But you just.
Yep.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So.
What line are we?
In general, every time it's been a line. That's what we've done. Okay, it's line width, but it's still, where's that line? So if we have an each where it says.
Line width, yeah, we've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going, yeah, but lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I agree that that will go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Well, in the UV, I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave band group, then yeah.
Okay.
It's actually one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to, not like line width, but you can put turns and. In fact, the whole thing should be typed, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings, alright, you get it.
That's
right, you and. Eclipse then, I don't know, that should be there. Yeah, they're right there.
You want starburst.
Oh, starburst active, starburst like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's a.
Actually, yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
that has to go as well.
An AGN is a class. A starburst
is a
class.
A starburst is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. A starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy like activity, that's.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG. An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Look, from the linguistic side, if you mark starbursts before, and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the space, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same. They either have to both stay or both go, and
I think
they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was made for star forming.
Yeah. Star formation, we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, we've just got this spit up.
Hey.
You like it too.
Oh,
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's
anything
that line that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right. here.
You are,
part of
yes.
the
Okay.
Language, yes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
are.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
Mm-hmm. So you do like that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, no, the other thing. So, sorting our systems. Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
It's called the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did it before.
Yes, don't include that spectrum.
Prisms?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Well, we both three should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization.
They're low vowels, aren't they?
I mean.
Low vowel is a separate class of sorts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if high vowels are, but low vowels are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big joke.
Oh, right,
high
yeah.
vowels. Next.
I shouldn't think about that.
Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified and may be at a particular redshift based on,
Continuum, it should be in. Well, there's too much.
Yeah,
continuum
must be continuum flux, should be.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
But we have.
I don't remember about the velocities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband. Nice team.
My team.
Now what were we doing if radio lab quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know if we were looking at language speak. Now each conduct is a separate entity.
That's different. Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. Doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance. So that shouldn't be in, but radio low quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the Z equals 2 in that.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio low quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing
as one.
I don't know what you
think. That's what that's for you.
No.
Yes, take it out.
Spectral concurrence.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, I can't
shouldn't
remember
be either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type.
Like you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Right.
That's easy.
Yes. yeah.
the
galaxy,
galaxy
or
the
galaxy.
Galaxy, given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy. HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that. You know what HPC stands for?
No, to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High
yeah,
velocity
that
clouds.
Should be in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it is. ICM.
Mm-hmm. Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes anyone knows bugs.
Right there. Should be this, and it probably is.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now an energy idea.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HP, I think, given that we're not in line with it. So
okay.
In line with wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak broad lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak one relative to what though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The was it the, according to the
yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity. Acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Always included beside.
Yeah.
Mark the door as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've missed the party.
Yeah.
Weak emission.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Including the emission.
Are you?
The extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak
emission levels is just a way of saying
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. Starburst contribution.
That's not a cyclist.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's
right. Red line you should be in.
Okay.
Fourth line emission in the best frame UV should be one.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radio transfer thing. So they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter?
That
name
is
of that telescope. And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
it?
Yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CPIO formed telescope is must be what's called, otherwise they call it a name.
Hmm. The blank game actually used.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
We're including observatory first. If it's part of the proper name of the instrument.
But
then we have to include for here as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Part of the telescope? No, just for
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption then? No.
What is that comma doing then?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic redding contamination from blended iron.
What they mean is blended
then
iron lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines, though.
Yes,
it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping the binding strength. Yeah. Continuum flux, so we should have
yeah,
all
we're doing that, yeah. QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar.
Right.
No, not that quasar.
I don't know what that means either. One damp line and alpha QSO is. It's not a special class of quasar.
No.
Yeah. DAWDs.
What's D?
DAWDs.
25 of DA type and 6 of DT type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know that.
We're not supposed to be components.
No,
it's in either of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yes,
low absorption.
That should be
narrative.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah,
well, we do with ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
But we should do.
I guess you should deep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's a separate
class. Distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies,
yeah.
Okay. No absorption lines.
Yeah, should
be
Try
not to be associated with things.
Regions. I should have done that.
Yes, you should.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Gosh, what we can do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yeah.
Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can that. That's associated absorption lines.
Oh. Right. In the AAL outflow, is it? Yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is all that. Now, this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
Blue wings are
just
this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I think if the lines are too long,
I had one as one, right?
And I piloted it separate, it should be separate.
Well, what's this end thing? Because it's not marked in the.
I think if the line is too long, it's only putting the bottom line because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
Yeah. No, sorry, I mean the so
the
some
end,
the definition of the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably was and just hasn't printed because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out on printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your end
the
starts.
Done,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you must be settling for the solution where you mark all conduct.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Okay. Mm. Oh, so is that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
Ross.
I think that should.
Yeah. That's a way of saying line width, though. We don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So we're doing that. Which iron spectrum?
You probably wait to the feature of the spectrum.
Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's I think it had a spectrum, have all the lines, like lots of different elements, and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron.
That's
right.
Is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah.
So that means it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's not spectrum features.
Mm-hmm.
It's spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not different.
Shouldn't go in.
Yes.
Giant elliptical is great.
You go in mind.
Are giant elliptical septons? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but they're a separate class. I think they probably are.
Yeah. Line emitting gas, we'll get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
Ionized from that.
Really?
Hmm?
Well,
you can put deionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the
from high excitation lines.
Yeah. That's exactly
yeah.
The same.
It's pointing they're only saying that there's a high excitation emission. And there's not high excitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Line ratio.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
got X-ray source
R117. Now a line secret one should all be one with the red inside.
Mm-hmm. No, that's this is
yeah.
Describing the band you do the observations of.
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Four. I think should be.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, that shouldn't be there, should they?
Can't find it, it's not systems, yeah.
Well, hang on though, but is it just describing a mechanism there? It isn't a special feature, as such.
No, I think it's a special feature. You can point to the timeline of absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, timeline of absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process. Yeah, I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not
what
really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift that planet up and sort of just shift in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? You need to have a low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption, you could have.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think that's planet out absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because every feature is produced.
Well,
if it was
absorption in that fine enough clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what this when it means with low redshift down plan alpha cloud absorption. If it was down plan alpha absorbance, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the down plan alpha absorption.
Yeah, well that's true.
In the same way that
Yeah.
HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we both marked it, so that's
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah.
That means it's new triangles. Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got hyperluminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
It's a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very clean.
But.
I guess keeping. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I think that one, I was saying. Never heard that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies.
Yeah.
So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
Okay.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of the object which is not observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in galaxies in it, and the S. And
oh,
if the acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
It has to be in
there.
Continue with flux, Maybe you're not doing mission 9.
Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all that goes then, isn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So, yeah.
You'd be an optical. You'd be an. Optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No,
it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No, this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because it's like two
sides. Right, that's different one. Yeah, that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
The gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing
we
lower
weren't doing
band detectors,
that's
right.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
NLM is the object.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MALAS sewing machine is
the
an
instrument.
It's
yeah.
Not a telescope, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember? Right. So the other one we stopped after a 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should
be
there
as well.
No emission lines from higher
yeah.
Then.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption fixtures. We continue.
Yeah, you're right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Airline region emission.
Yep.
That's emission time in the region.
Yeah, yeah, we don't.
No line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source of type.
SB Nova is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe I know his.
Oh, the Keck Observatory.
Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
good. Okay. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah.
It's not at all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah.
He's so electronic.
Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars.
Yeah. Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
Yeah. UVXS is all right.
What's
that? We weren't doing fast spectrum quasars, were we?
No.
Were we?
I think they're a separate class, yes. We're not putting them in the spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. We've just said word that, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Mine strengths.
No,
needs
other
components, yeah. I did my script.
Task if
you
like to
hear. Wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well,
very
good.
Alrighty.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
But once we got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
The same problem
yeah.
Getting around and round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it been in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without.
No. How is it a little bit of
wire, isn't it?
Excuse me,
how?
Okay.
Do
we need to remain wired up,
or
are we done?
I think that's it. I think so. We're done.
Excellent.
Well, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm not.
Minutes or no? Done here.
Okay, we're
done here.
All day long.
You could just go, oh, I'll think next today, I'll be mailing you.
Just accident.
That was very respectful. Yeah, that's fine. Are we all going to the secretary?
I'm not going to the other office in this.
Well, I was going to say, well, take a taxi, but it's just me, maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can you just call back?
Yeah.
Yeah.